One thing I have been practicing over the last few days is spending just a little more time on all the good things. Usually, I rush from one thought to another, one choice to another, never really pausing to let the good stuff simmer. Yesterday, after taking a walk along the waterfront, I sat down to soak it all in. Yeah, I needed to get back to work, and yes, there were a million other things to do, but I stopped to just enjoy what was around me for a few minutes. Later that evening, I glanced in the mirror and I thought, I look pretty. Instead of dismissing it or turning to a critical thought, I just stayed with that thought for a few minutes and enjoyed it. Where we let our mind rest determines so much about our mood and our mindset. I'm trying to let my mind rest on the good things just a little more often instead of the stressful things. In fact, I'm practicing that this morning. I am attending a training for the weekend and I've had a few moments of nervousness. What if I don't fit in? What if I don't pass the test? What if I can't keep up? All of those are future thoughts. And when I think those thoughts, I'm manufacturing problems. They aren't happening right now. I am imagining that they might. They aren't rooted in reality. What's real is that I'm sitting in my comfortable hotel room with a cup of coffee. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm letting my brain rest in those thoughts. I got up at 4:30 a.m. today so I could work for a few hours before my training begins. My legs are pretty tight from Thursday's workout, so I spent the first few minutes stretching before opening up my journal and spending a couple minutes in gratitude. From 5 to 7 a.m., I worked. From 7 to 8, I meditated, and I got ready for my training. 8 to 8:30-ish, I walked to the training center, and then 8:30 to 12 was class. I'll tell you more about it later, promise. 12 to 1 was a lunch break. I brought salmon and cauliflower rice and Brussels sprouts from home. I had a mini fridge in my hotel room, put them in there. It was pretty good. 1 to about 5:30 was the class again, and the class included a lot of movement. A lot of squats, overhead presses, as well as a more organized workout that was 3 rounds for time, 15 thrusters, 12 burpees. So you do that once, and you do it twice, and you do it 3 times as fast as possible. 5:30 to 6:45, I walked to the harbor, had dinner with my sweet sister. My sister Debbie and I both love Mexican food, and we almost always get guacamole because we love that. And then we split fajitas. Oftentimes, fajitas are a huge meal, and we both like them, so we split them. This was actually a reasonable size serving for one person, but we happily shared it with each other, and I am happy to go to bed just a little bit hungry tonight because I know I'll eat again tomorrow. 7 to 10 o'clock, studying related to this weekend away. Not my best time for brain work, but gotta do what you've gotta do. I am super beat and I am going to bed and I will talk to you tomorrow.